Mitch Kerwan, Bill used to be one of our adjunct faculty before, and he is in the Philippines like early the year and middle of the year, because he is in charge of the AGST EDD program in Christian counseling. And Bill Kerwan loved the Philippines so much. You know? When he is in the Philippines, he would spend 2 weeks in a place, not Boracay, not Palawan, but Corregidor. The corridor is overlooking Bataan, where the Second World War, there is a death march. Okay, and then he loved the Philippines. His friend came and said, how can you love all the rocks and the stone and the water? You know? But he just loved the solitude there. He loved the Philippines. So we're happy he's here. He finished his his studies. He came from Covenant Seminary in St. Louis. He also finished at Trinity Evangelical Dominican School in Chicago. He also finished at Loyola University. He finished his DM in Union Seminary, and he has his PhD in counseling psychology from St. Louis. And the most important thing, his wife is here, meets a very good partner. And, you know, Kerwan would, if you're in his class, you would not fall asleep because he would do some magic show for you. Okay, 我们的讲员啊, 他也当过我们的课座老师, 他是, 美国训练的, 主要他有牧会, 15年的牧会的工作, 但是他也是三一神学院的毕业的这个校友。 最有趣的呢, 就是他, 也是专注那个辅导, 他已经好多年在菲律宾, 非常喜爱菲律宾啊。 他一年来两次, 可能年头年尾, 他非常喜欢菲律宾。 如果有机会, 在周末, 他会有两个星期, 到一个地方, 不是 Boracay, 不是你们所看的, 或是白山滩, 他是到那个 Bataan, 就是那个我们同学去那个发电厂, 对面有一个岛, 叫做 Corregidor, 很安静的一个岛, 这个是有第二次世界大战的那个历史, 就是日本军啊, 把菲律宾跟一些美国要, 他们走很长的路, 走到他们死啊, 就是自己埋葬这样。 有一次他在讲的时候, 你们没有吗? 谁去过Bataan? Corregidor, who have been to Corregidor? Good, we have. One time, 有一次他在教会, 谁没有人举手, 他说, 他就讲, 这个是, 在这个世界大战, 后来他停住, 我一个美国人, 跟你们讲, 你们的历史啊。 大家全场就笑了啊！不过今天早上很高兴他能够来到我们当中啊，分享神的话。 So we're happy this morning we could learn and hear from Bill, and we would like to acknowledge his wife first. Mitch, could you stand up for them to know you? Thank you. Bill, you can take the pulpit now. Is it too?
Good morning.
Don.
We were here for 4 months, 4 years ago.
4年前我在这里, Philippines住了四个月.
And being here reminds me, brings back memories of about 40 years ago.
我来到这边, 我会想到40年前这,
I was the interim pastor at the Chinese church in St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States.
我曾经在那个美国的圣路易的一个地方做那个华人教会的那个部分的过渡的那个牧师。
First time that I had ever spoken through an interpreter.
第一次，那些我第一次，now this is the first time or the
no, back then.
那时候我讲到嘛，他是对华人教会，他要用有翻译员啊。
So I was a bit nervous.
我很紧张。
Never had spoken through an interpreter before.
从来没有一个翻译的人在旁边。
So I thought, well, I better start off with a joke.
所以我就用一个笑话开始啊。So
I told the joke.
我就讲那个笑话,
and I didn't hear the interpreter, and I was like, oh no, what's happened?
然后那个翻译人没有开口, 我说我糟糕了, 什么事发生了?
So I looked back,
我就看下,
and he was bent over with laughter.
他就弯着笑的要命了。
That was my first time of interpretation.
就是我最第一次经历有人翻译他是这样。
So today I would like to share with you the counselor's model and the model for ministry.
今天早上我要分享辅导一个架构，也是我们服事的一个架构或者模式。It's okay. You can just press it. Yeah. It will come up.
Paul, the Church of Philippi was one of Paul's favorite churches, maybe the favorite church.
腓立比教会可能是保罗最喜欢的一个教会。
He had been there at least 2.5 to 3 years laboring.
大概他有两年半或者三年在那边服事。
And he worked alongside of two ladies, Eutyche and Syntyche.
他也有同工两个女生，就是尤底月跟这个孙都基。
And now as we read the letter, we see that he's in prison, probably in Rome.
当我们念他的书信呢，他可能在罗马被囚。
And he gets word that the two ladies are having a fight.
他就拿到消息，知道说这两个姐妹正在吵架。
And they're disrupting the church, and the church is about to split apart.
所以教会要因着他们要分裂了。
And so he writes the words that we have in chapter 2 of Philippians.
他就写下我们今天早上所看的这段话。
So if you want to follow in chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
If there is any encouragement, any consolation from love, by whatever participation in the Spirit, and whatever depth of affection and compassionate sympathy, make my joy complete.
这里第一节说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Now notice where Paul starts.
你看到保罗怎么开始？
He starts reminding them of the love and the affection that existed between them when they were working together in Philippi and establishing this church.
保罗提醒他们，你们当时怎么一同同工的在这个腓立比教会一起建立，是因为基督的爱怜悯在你们当中。
So he says, if there's any comfort in our dwelling together in Christ.
他说，如果有什么安慰在我们基督里面的同心同工。
If there's any comfort in the fact that we are in the power of love,
如果我们有什么基督在基督里有什么爱心，有什么安慰
，and we have joint participation in God the Holy Spirit,
我们在圣灵里有什么交通
？Is there any depth within us, the three of us, of love and compassion?
我们之间有没有那个心中的慈悲怜悯？有没有这个深度？
On the basis of the affectionate relationship we used to have, make my joy complete.
跟着我们以前在主里的爱心，请你们让我的喜乐可以满足。
Now in verse 2, he begins to talk about the problems.
第二节他就提出了那个问题。
Never act out of selfish ambition or vain pride.
不要有私心或者自我的这个倾向。
So in other words, he's saying there's a miscommunication, there's a bad relationship between the two of you.
他就点出你们两个之间有沟通的那个差异。
You don't have the same mind, you don't have the same love, you don't have the same togetherness.
你们没有意念相同，没有爱心相同，没有一同的这个心智。
And this, despite the fact that you have love and the Holy Spirit, And you're one in Christ.
你们有这样的不同心，但是很奇妙，你们在基督圣灵里面是同样的一个爱，一个主啊。
In verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit.
第三节说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in humility, regard each other as better than yourself.
你们彼此要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let each one of you look not to your own, verse 4, let each one of you look not to your own ambitions, your own interests, but the interests of others.
第四节说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Now he comes to the crescendo.
然后到这个高峰呢？
Let the same mind, let the same heart be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
就强调说，你们当以基督的耶稣的心为心。
So in verse 2, he says, Eutyche and Syntyche, there's a lack of constructive Christian relationship between the two of you.
他就对这两个姐妹说，他劝着尤迪杰跟孙都基，你们两个人缺乏基督的爱。
There is ambition and self-seeking and strife and rivalry going on between the two of you.
你们之间有这个雄志、雄心，也有争执。
Now notice in verse 3.
记得看看第三节哦。
You're motivated by vain glory.
因为你们是被这个贪图虚浮的荣耀这种心。
Empty conceit and empty or groundless opinion of yourself.
就是把自己看为很大。
In verse 4, there's a lack of humility and servitude in both of you.
你们缺乏谦卑的心，奴仆的心智。
You're not acting like members of the Church of Jesus Christ or the Kingdom of Christ.
你不像是基督身上肢体的样子。
Then he says, Have the same thought among yourselves as you have in communion with Jesus Christ.
他说你们要有同一个心智，正如你们在基督是同一的。
Or as the great scholar Lightfoot says, reflect in your minds the mind of Christ.
Lightfoot 这个伟大的学问者他说，我们要反映有发出耶稣的这个样子出来。
So you see what's happened.Paul is in prison and he's gotten word that this wonderful church in Philippi is falling apart.
就是这个事情发生，就是他保罗被囚在监牢里面，但是他听到这两个姐妹正在彼此吵架。
They're about to have a major split, a major division.
教会正要分裂了。
And he is heartbroken.
他的心也脆了。
So then he gives us in verse 6.
第六节他这样说
The famous Christ hymn
就是最出名的耶稣颂
Paul probably did not write it. Apparently it was sung or chanted in the early church.
可能不是保罗写的，可能是当时教会正在唱的一首诗歌。
So have this mind in you which was also in Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
他说你要有这个弥赛亚耶稣这样的思想。
Who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard his equality with God as something he ought to exploit.
他本有神的形象，但是他不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
So the second member of the Trinity,
这个第三位一体的第二个这个位格
，Jesus the Son,
耶稣这个神的儿子。
Comes to earth and comes into our frame of reference, into our sinful planet and into our sinful lives.
耶稣，上帝的儿子来到人间，来到我们满有罪的这个人性的这个范围里面。
Now let's look at the overview of this Christ hymn.
我们来看这个诗歌的整个片。
You'll notice that A.
第一点。
This is called inverted parallelism.
这个是翻过来的那个。
Okay. A goes with A.
这个是平衡的哈，平衡。
So verse 6 goes with verse 11. B goes with B.
Okay. 第六节是跟十一节是平衡的，然后第二点是跟那个第十节啊。
C goes with C.
然后那个第三点就跟这个
And D,
第九节
D is the chief part of the hymn.
那第四点呢，那个是它主要的中心。
So as we come down the what's called the humiliation of Christ.
那我们就看到那个最下面那个说耶稣的被羞辱。
We come to the climax here in D.
在这个第四点,
and then we go into the exaltation of Christ.
然后他就被提高了, 就是从这样下来就上被提高。
So you see the whole Christ hymn, the humiliation, the exaltation of our Lord.
你会看到整个诗是从耶稣被降低卑微羞辱到他被提为升高了。
All right. Although being in the form of God, he did not think, this is A in the humiliation. He did not think of equality with God as something to be exploited or taken advantage of.
第六节就讲到他的被羞辱,他本有神的形象,但是不以自己与神同等为抢夺。
Now, language study in recent years
在这个语言学校呢,最近呢,
has given us a new understanding that he didn't take advantage of his position as the second member of the Trinity.
就是说耶稣没有,因为他是,我是老二,那个最大的第二个,我有这个权柄,他没有因他的权柄来办事的哦。
So let's say that I have $5 million in my pocket.
比方说我有500万的那个美金哦,
$5 million, whatever, yeah.
我有500万在我这个口袋里面啊。
I can take advantage of that for myself.
我可以把它用成给自己用就可以了。
And buy myself a new boat and a new car and a new mansion in the U.S.
买全部我要的东西,一架船啊,
that would be taking advantage of it selfishly.
就是我很自私的全归自己用。
On the other hand, I could take advantage of it by helping the many poor here in the Philippines.
我也可以。
The many poor in China.
把它 用来帮助菲律宾的贫穷的人或者中国的一些平民的人。
In other words, Jesus did not take advantage of his divinity by using it for himself in selfish ways.
耶稣没有抢夺他这个神圣的身份来用在他私人的意思。
And so he separates himself temporarily from God the Father.
对,他自己暂时与神天父隔离。
Now, please understand, when Jesus became fully man,
你们要清楚知道说, 耶稣是他真正完全是人的时候,
he did not cease to be divine.
他没有停止他的神圣的那个性格。
He was perfect man, perfect God.
耶稣是完全的人,
something which we in our four dimensions that we have to function in,
我们在这个第四空间, 我们
cannot understand. Our understanding is limited. So now we have the model here for ministry and for counseling both. First of all, we can't be like Jesus.
我们首先知道说我们不是像不能像耶稣了，不是耶稣啊。But
we need to come to the point where we don't take advantage of ourselves.
但是我们也可以好像耶稣没有抢夺自己的权柄。
And our own rights and what we want.
不以自己的权柄来做我们要做的事。
Ministry means separating ourselves from our wants, our needs, our desires, and being what God wants us to be.
服事你要放下你私人的喜好,私人的志愿。 要做耶稣要你做的。
All right, verse 7.
第七节。
Instead, he emptied himself and took the humble form of a servant and was born as a human being.
耶稣反倒虚举,取了奴仆的形象,成为人的样子。
Now the word emptied himself there
这个词反倒虚举
means he brought himself to nothing.
就是他把自己完全的空白倒空了。He
brought himself to nothing, servitude.
就是好像奴仆一样都没有了。So
when we commit ourselves to ministry, to counseling, to preaching, to pastoring,
所以当你准备要辅导,要服侍,要讲道,要辅导,或者要做这个圣圣的事呢?
We must separate ourselves from our own selfish needs and desires and become a servant.
必须放下你个人的私欲、个人的雄志，然后做一个奴仆。
And come to nothing.
变成一切都没有的人。
Born as a human being.
做成一个人的样式。
Thirdly,
第三点。
He appeared in human form. He abased himself in obedience to God. Verse 8.
第八节说，既然有人的样子，就自己谦卑，卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
Imagine that.
你可以想象。
The Son of God, the second person of the Trinity.
上帝的儿子，三位一体的第二位格。
Leaves behind his position of equality with the Father.
放弃他与父神同等的地位。
And takes on human form and comes into our sinful world to be part of who we are.
取了人的样子，奴仆的形象，然后成为我们当中的一位。
In order that he might come into our sin, our feelings, our emotions, and redeem us.
为了要成认识我们的生活，要与我们同感同住同感受，能够拯救我们。
Now, John Calvin points out that Jesus did not lose his divinity; he concealed it.
加尔文说，耶稣没有失去他的神性，他只是把它遮盖起来。
And by abasing and demeaning and putting himself down,
为了因为自己把他自己卑微的放在下面最低的。
It was like a veil over his face.
好像有一个布把他盖着，盖着他自己。
Using the veil to hide his majesty and his awesome divinity.
就是这个。无形的这个布把他的神圣他的尊荣盖起来。
So you see we have three steps. If we're going to be helpful, sorry. If we're going to be helpful in ministry, this is what it takes. There's no shortcut. Separation from our own needs and desires and our own selfish fleshly nature.
这里就说三个步骤，如果你要在服事上能够讨主的喜悦，你就要放弃你自己所有的谦卑下来。
Becoming a servant and following Paul's advice, consider the other superior to yourself.
要骑着这个奴仆的形状，认为别人比你强。
So we leave behind our roles and our titles.
把你的名望、你的地位放下来。
And we become servants and humiliate.
你就成为一个奴仆，甚至被羞辱。
Ourselves.
自己被羞辱了。
In other words, we take on a very humble approach toward helping others. We don't lord it over them.
非常谦卑的地位俯视，不要管辖人。
What did Jesus say in Mark chapter 10?
耶稣在马可第十章怎么说呢？
Here he turns the world upside down.
他把世界整个颠倒了。
The Gentiles lord it over you using power.
外邦人是用权柄来管辖你们。
The Gentiles use power to create their kingdoms.
外邦人用他们的势力来成就他们的这个国度。
Listen, it is not that way with you.
听一下，你们当中不能够这样子。
If you're my disciple and a member of my kingdom,
如果你要成为耶稣的门徒，
power is not the answer.
权柄不是你要的。
It's separation.
要离开放弃。
Servitude.
奴仆。
Humiliation.
那个羞辱。
I'm getting old. My brain doesn't work too well.
我已经老化了。
I was turned 79 last week.
Oh, happy belated birthday. 他已经79岁了上个星期啊。Oh, I thought you were still 60. Okay.
Yeah, I look 60, right?
You speak like a 60.
Now we come to the key point.
这里重要的要点啊。
He humbled himself and obeyed the Father, even death on a cross.
就是他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，甚至是死在十字架上。
So you see the pattern. We separate ourselves from our own selfish needs and desires.
你看到这个模式吗？就是你要 把你自己的事意放下来。
We become servants to other people that we need to help and win to Christ.
你要成为奴仆去服侍别人。
We assume the position of humility, that is, considering the other superior to ourselves. That's hard.
你要卑微，你让别人看别人比你强，这个是非常难做的事啊。
When I read that part, humility, consider the other person superior, that's hard.
当我念到这个，你要让别人比看别人为你比你强，这个非常不容易哦。
So Jesus then says, yes, even death on a cross.
耶稣说，是的，甚至死在十字架上。
And so in the darkness of the cross from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
所以在那个十字架的黑暗从下午12点到3点。
Where the essence of redemption takes place.
就是那个主救赎我们这个过程正在发生了。
The essence of redemption is not in the crucifixion itself.
耶稣拯救我们不是在那个被钉的那时刻。
Historians tell us that on some days, thousands of Jews were crucified.
那个历史家告诉我们，在以色列有时候几千万的人的以色列犹太人被钉十字架。
It's what happened from 12 o'clock till 3 o'clock when all is silent and darkness comes over the whole land.
最关键是在12点钟到那个下午3点那段黑暗的时刻，有事情发生在那段时刻。
And it was in that darkness that our redemption and our salvation occurred.
就在那时刻呢，那段时间，黑暗的十字架，我们的拯救恩就被成全了。
Jesus ransomed and redeemed us, the same word.
耶稣买赎了我们，拯救了我们。
He became the propitiation. He took God's anger and wrath for sin because God is a God of justice upon himself.
他代替我们的罪愆，他拿了我们一切的罪犯，他就在神的面前被审判了。
He accomplished justification.
他完成神的公义。
The release of our guilt and shame, which is so, so difficult in terms of our personality problems.
他释放我们从这个罪愆还有羞辱，把我们释放出来。
Most personality difficulties revolve around the core of shame.
我们的这个人性的这个问题啊，就是那个最重要的那个核心是在羞辱、羞耻。
The Chinese culture knows a lot more about shame than we in the West. We've just discovered it.
中国的文化最了解什么叫羞辱，我们西方刚刚正在学习你们。
And then, of course, reconciliation and adoption into the family of God.
和好，然后。成为后世。
Now all of that happened in the darkness.
这些教义，这个过程就在那个十字架的黑暗发生完成了。
Now as Christian ministers and counselors, we cannot go into the darkness the way that Jesus did.
我们成为神所服侍的同工，我们这些牧者、辅导师，我们不能够像耶稣进去那个黑暗里面。
But following his example.
但是我们可以跟着他的模范。
We can go into the darkness of other people and listen and help and bring the redemption of Christ into their lives.
我们可以进入别人他们在黑暗当中，我们陪他们走，我们把耶稣的爱、耶稣的所做的跟他们一起同受同苦。
In the darkness, Jesus absorbed your punishment.
在那个黑暗的时刻，耶稣吸收了我们一切该得的审判。
He absorbed your guilt and shame.
他吸收了我们一切的羞辱，我们的罪孽。
He accomplished your reconciliation with the Father and brought you adopted as an adopted son or daughter into the kingdom.
他完成了我们与父和好，成为父的孩子，而且他带我们进入神的国度里面。
And we are called upon
我们被呼召
to walk with others into their darkness.
要与别人在他们的黑暗当中陪他们一起走。
All of these troubling emotions and feelings that they have.
这些人他们痛苦的情绪，他们有很多的讲不出来的。
And as the counselor or the pastor or the helper, we absorb all of their sin and all of the results of their sin.
你当牧师、传道人、你当辅导师，我们吸收他们那个在黑暗里痛苦的这个感受。
And thus they are now free to embrace Christ as Lord and Savior.
帮助他们在主里得释放，然后成为神的孩子。
Now notice the exaltation.
我们来到这个被提升、被高举的部分。
Because he experienced the death on the cross, the Father exalted him, highly exalted him.
因为耶稣经过这个十字架的死，父神就把他升为高。
So here you go from humiliation to exaltation.
所以从那个羞耻、羞辱到被提升为高。
He's being exalted, and at one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord.
他被提为高，因为有一天呢，万口万膝都要跪拜，万口都要称呼他是主。
Now, how does this apply to us as ministers?
那关于我们怎么来应验呢？
By walking with another person into their pain and bringing them to an intimacy with Christ.
当我们陪一个人同他们同路走，他们的痛苦，我们把他带到主耶稣里面。
They are exalted in that they find a name.
这些痛苦的人跟我们走的，我们跟他走的时候，他们就找到耶稣的爱，他们也被提升，他们找到耶稣，他们有名字。
I'm a child of the King.
我是万王之王的儿孩子。I'm
a member of the royal priesthood.
我是王子的家里的一份。I'm
a member of the new creation.
我这个新成为新造的人的一部分。Remember
in Genesis, the old creation fell off the cliff.
记得在创世纪，我们那个旧的创造，那个创是被颠倒了。
And with the resurrection of Jesus, we have the beginning of the new creation.
耶稣的复活，我们有个重新的这个建造。
And now we have a name. I am a member of the new creation.
我们有一个名分，我们是属于这个新的创世。
So by walking into the depths of pain and suffering, we now absorb their pain, walk with them, they now develop a name.
当我们陪一个正在黑暗里面痛苦哀哭的人，我们陪他们走，给他们耶稣这个尊荣，让他们看到耶稣的救赎，他们得到一个新的名分。A
child of the King.
就是王的儿子。
And now you see submission. 到了顺服这个地步。 All are going to submit to the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee will bow.
一切都要顺服在耶稣的这个名下。
But see, the person that now feels that they have a name, that they have a self, that they have an identity in Christ.
这个人已经发现自己原来有一个名分，有一个身份了，在主里面的身份。
Will now submit to others in order to help them.
他也要顺服他人来帮助其他的人。
To help others the way they have been helped by you and by your friends in the kingdom.
这个被你帮助的人要去帮助别人，正如你帮助他一样。
And then, of course, the separation results in reunion.
就是那个分隔，后面前面是分隔，后面是合一。
And now, through ministering in the kingdom, being counselors, ministers in the kingdom.
当我们参与天国的服事，当牧师、传道、当辅导师，
they will stand together with all of us who know Christ by faith.
他们会一起跟我们这些信耶稣的人一起站立起来。
And the separation that we experienced in Genesis chapter 3,
那我们过去在创世纪第三章与神分隔这个事，
is now gone.
已经过去了。
And we are now reunited with the Father in reconciliation and adoption.
我们因为被属于上帝，我们合一与神和好。
And every tongue, including ours, will confess that Jesus the Messiah is Lord.
所以万口万机都要称耶稣为主。
So here is our Here is our model.
这是我们的架构，我们的模式。
There's a problem in the church. You women are fighting. You're dividing the church.
教会有问题，妇女们，你们两个人都在吵架。
You need some counseling.
你们需要被辅导。
You need some discipleship.
你需要被门训。
Stop the pride stuff.
把你们的这个自私自我放下来。
Become like Jesus.
要学习耶稣的模范。
Let the mind of Jesus be your mind.
以主的思想心为心。
You are united with Christ and He dwells in your heart.
你在主里合一，他在你心中。
When we work together in Philippi, we experienced this.
我们在腓立比教会同工时候，我们都是这样的同心嘛。
What's happened?
什么发生了？什么时候发生了？什么事发生了？
Why the fighting? Why the discord?
为何纷争结党？
Well, because we don't have the mind of Christ.
因为你们失去了耶稣的心。
And so here's the pattern. Jesus separated himself. He became a servant. He humiliated himself even to the death of the cross in the darkness.
这个就是那个架构或模式，就是他以父神暂时隔离，成为奴仆，然后他经历的羞辱，甚至到死。 It's okay.
And as we look at his exaltation,
我们就看到他被提尊荣的时候。
Here's the thing.
就看这里。
When Jesus humiliated himself, you were humiliated with him in the darkness of the cross by name.
当耶稣把自己卑微下来的时候，你我都一起跟他在名分上一起卑微。
Your name was there.
你的名字就在十字架上。
Especially in the darkness.
特别在那个十字架的黑暗当中。
And when the Father highly exalted him,
当父神把他升高的时候,
you too were exalted with him by name.
你我也一起被提升。
How can we not have the mind of Christ in our ministry, in our discipleship, and in our counseling?
为何你我不能够有基督的心合作一起在服事上能够同心呢？
Let us take this great Christ hymn to heart that we might be what God wants us to be in His kingdom.
愿我们把这首耶稣颂放在我们心中，成为合乎神用的人。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
谢谢。好。Thank you. Thank you very much.